Howdy, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor, focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Today we're hearing from Dana Powers. Dana plays Molly's mom in this month's club adventure, which means that she also plays Detective Polehouse's daughter.
An interesting combination to be sure. Let's hear from Dana. And we've got Dana. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
Well, we're really glad to have you and have this opening question for you about how did you land this role of Molly's mom? What was that audition like?
Well, I remember the audition coming in and seeing this role of this funny, witty, kind of sassy mom. I was pregnant at the time, about halfway through my pregnancy. And so seeing an audition that was a mom with a daughter, and I was having a little girl who's now almost 2 years old.
Awesome.
I was like, immediately, it just pinged like this happy feeling within me. And I get a lot of auditions every day. It is so nice when you get one that really lights you up and it feels really natural. You never know what's going to hit. You never know what's going to land and, you know, what the future may hold. But I knew that when I read this audition, it was fun. It felt easy. It felt silly. I felt like I could relate to it. And you always hope that when that's the case, that it will hit. And it did. So I was really happy it came along and at a sort of serendipitous time in my life.
Totally.
Well, we appreciate the fact that you were available to us. I mean, so many times we do hear from our actors that there's a similarity between themselves and the characters they end up playing. And it sounds like you ran into that too. So is this your first child?
It is. My first child. I think I was halfway through the pregnancy when I did the first episode. And now, like I said, she's almost 2 years old. So it's been a journey there. And I think there are a lot of similarities between me and Molly's mom, just in the attitude. I was also a babysitter for a super long time. I nannied a couple different families. And I think the demeanor that Molly's mom has and the way that she's dry and she's a jokester, but there's still that warmth and that love there and that friendship and everything, it felt really easy to relate to. And especially as I came into my own motherhood. So yeah, there was a lot of similarities between the two.
Yeah. So even though you didn't have a 12-year-old of your own, perhaps a little bit of experience with pre-adolescence, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Lots of, you know, day camp and babysitting and part of theater companies that I was close to the children in those theater companies. So I've sort of been in that mentor, motherly friend sort of position many times in my life.
Yeah, and you really bring out the warmth of this character, which,
thank you.
Curiously, you've been in three episodes, Fishing for Gold, Dose of Virtual Reality, and One Last Treasure Hunt, but we've yet to identify your character's name, which is, you know, at least on the show. So if you could just name Molly's mom, you know, anything, what name would you choose and why?
Oh, that's so funny. You know, the name that comes to mind for me is Catherine. And that's because the first time, actually, that I recorded for the show, Bob made a comparison between me and Catherine Hahn, the actress Catherine Hahn. And I thought that was such a huge compliment because I absolutely love her. And I think on a certain level, probably not a conscious level, but a subconscious level, the kind of wry, sort of silly jokester, lovable mom that Molly's mom was very similar to the kind of roles that I've heard Catherine Hahn play, and therefore it's sort of in my subconscious as an actor. So I'll name Molly's mom Catherine. I don't know if that's off the record or, you know, that becomes sort of in the text or not, but in my mind, her name's Catherine.
We'll take it to the powers that be.
Yeah, we'll let Bob Hoos hear this, and we never know. If we hear Catherine in a future episode, we'll know where that came from. Dana, we have a feature on the podcast called our
TRQ.
It's a totally random question asked by one of our listeners, and today's is from a fan named Lexi, and it seems especially appropriate considering the themes in One Last Treasure Hunt. Lexi wants to know, where was your favorite place to be as a kid?
Oh, wow. That's a good question, Lexi. Thank you. My favorite place to be as a kid, Well, I'll say the immediate thought I'm having is I started doing theater when I was about 8 years old, and something just lit up inside me. I was like, what is this? I love it. I don't want to leave it. I'm so happy here. I was allowed to just play and connect with people and have this really collaborative, creative experience. So very quickly, I think the stage and, you know, bonding with others in that kind of way became a place like no other for me. Outside of that, I think playing outside, you know, I grew up in a time that didn't have cell phones and, you know, social media and these different things. So we were outside all the time, riding our scooters and our rollerblades around the neighborhood. Yeah, it was great. It was great. And I feel really grateful to have sort of grown up at a time that bridged those two generations.
Love that answer. Yeah. So looking back at your three Odyssey episodes, do you have a favorite or maybe even just a favorite scene that you've done?
I think this latest episode would be my favorite. A favorite scene is really hard to choose. I was re-listening to this latest episode that I did, The Treasure Hunt. I think when Molly's mom encourages Molly to go out and start the treasure hunt and not be afraid of it, not be nervous of it, and they're just being playful with each other, they're joking, they're getting out there. Molly's mom doesn't know what she's doing, which I sort of love. She's setting this example of like, hey, you don't need to know what you're doing, you don't need to be good at something for it to still be fun and to still explore it. And as Molly's having her different feelings throughout the process of this and the journey of this, they share the laughing moments, the nostalgic moments, and then also the warmer, supportive moments when it is tough along the way. And I loved having the opportunity to, I think, explore all those different levels of emotion in this particular episode. I felt really honored to be able to go through that alongside all the other characters.
Yeah, you got to explore a treehouse too. I mean, was that hard? I mean, you had to do all the vocal efforts and that kind of stuff to make it sound like you were climbing up into the Wonderworld treehouse.
That's a really good observation there. I would say as a voice actor, that can be really hard. I'm grateful to have worked on numerous projects that have asked a lot of the physicality, sword fighting or, you know, riding horses. And if it wasn't for those experiences and what that feels like behind the mic, because obviously you can't be wildly physical, right? You're pretending to ride a horse or you're pretending to climb into a treehouse, but you have to stay pretty stationary. That is a certain skill base that takes a lot of practice. So I was grateful for the past experiences I've had as an actor that have sort of set me up for that. But also, I think we were directed very well into it. You know, they keep us honest with how little or how much to do as we're sort of finding our way.
Yeah. Well, outside of Adventures in Odyssey, your voice has appeared on some 30-second commercials. I mean, where might our listeners have heard you, or where should they listen for you now?
Oh, yeah. Well, over the past decade, I would say I've actually worked primarily in commercials, which I'm really grateful for. The past 4 years or so, I would say my biggest commercial was the voice of Kit Kat, which was excellent and one of my favorite jobs. And that was a nice commercial where there was a script, but also during the recording of it, I was allowed to ad-lib and have fun in the booth. And I remember we just explored a lot of silly ideas until we sort of landed on the right thing, which isn't always the case in commercials. And I really enjoyed doing commercial work, actually, because it's all about you being yourself. Mm. And I think that's a really hard thing to do. I think it's easier said than done to just be yourself, especially when you're reading writing that you didn't say or create on your own. But out of the hundreds, if not thousands of auditions, you were chosen because you had some kind of sparkle, relatable quality in you that they heard, they felt. They chose you to represent whatever this product or this thing is, and then you're sort of allowed to let go and have fun with that. So yeah, I'm lucky to have experienced a lot of commercials, but Kit Kat was definitely one of my biggest ones I was grateful for, and Splenda and different things that have allowed me to, you know, buy a house and support my family.
Exactly.
It's interesting you talk about being yourself in commercials because another Odyssey actor, Jim Meskimen, is the voice of Colonel Sanders. And it doesn't sound anything like his normal talking voice, of course. But yeah, so he did get to play a character and has been doing it for a while now.
And that's very fun.
Yeah, now Kit Kats are one of my favorite candy bars. Did they hook you up?
You know what? They didn't hook me up, but I will say I gave them the support. It was the Kit Kat duos, too. Those were the dark chocolate and mint.
Right.
That's the good stuff
that
right
really
there.
Is.
So, yeah, I invested in that plenty on my own. It's okay. They were nice to me in plenty of other ways. So.
Yeah. Well, most of our listeners are not professional actors, but they really enjoy fiddling around with it. Maybe they're in a school or a church play. What type of advice would you give to them that might help them to enjoy the process a little bit more?
To continue to play and not get caught up in any kind of comparison or judgment or how things, quote, should be. I think one of the qualities I miss so much about being a kid and being early in this career, even as a young adult, is that quality of playing goes away very quickly when you become an adult and the outside world sort of finds you. So for anyone, whether you pursue acting or not, I think this just applies across the board. Keep the element of play. Keep the element of being silly and trying things and don't make any assumptions about how something should be. What makes us unique, what we may think is a flaw or holds us back, is most likely your superpower. It's most likely the thing that makes you relatable and human. So yeah, you know, it's keep it loose, keep it playful and fun and collaborate with others and listen and respond. You know, it's about the give and take of it all. So I really miss those days of being a kid and sort of the uninhibited spirit of that. So hey, as long as you can keep that quality, the better.
Well, that's really good advice, and I think actually applies across disciplines. Jesse and I work with writers a lot. We probably were writers when we were young. It's a little bit different as you get older. You're dealing with contracts and stuff, whether it's music or art, or there are probably a lot of different things that would apply. So that's great advice. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The relationship you have between Molly and her mom, it's special, partly because Molly's dad passed away, so they've really had to rely on each other. I'm sure some of our listeners can relate to that, but you talked about how your character is also Molly's friend and mentor, which made me wonder, do you have a mentor in your life? And if so, what has that person taught you?
I do. I'm very fortunate to have someone in my life who I consider a mentor, a friend, chosen family, and he has guided me in my career professionally and pushed me when maybe I didn't believe in myself, but also in a personal sense is like a second father, always looking out for me. Hmm. Life is full of ebbs and flows and the highs and lows of it all. And when there's someone who will be there for you through all of those things consistently, that's someone really special and someone who believes in you when you don't see it yourself, or perhaps you've been knocked down previously when trying to do whatever it is. And then there they are saying, hey, don't worry about those things that have happened in the past, or hey, that's actually a strength of yours. This particular person, I can remember when we met, I came to him and I said, oh, you know, I'm not good at acting because of, you know, these things that other people have told me I don't do well. He said, what? You know, and he was the first person to kind of say, that's not true. Just because those people said those things doesn't make them fact. And why don't we work together and sort of find the confidence and the talent that I know that you have? I see it more than you do right now, but I'm going to kind of prove that to you. And we've now worked together for the past 10 years and I owe so much of my success and my happiness to him. So yeah, if you're lucky enough to find someone like that in your life, really hold on to them and show them that gratitude.
Yeah, you need those people in your life. And Dana, I just thank you so much for your time and this conversation and your wonderful answers.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thank you for holding this space to be able to talk about this. And I feel so honored to be a part of this project. And every time I listen, it has so much warmth and it's so heartfelt. The music is so gorgeous. It evokes so much emotion, whether it's just the transitional music between scenes and everything. I'm just always really blown away by the entire piece, the entire project and everyone involved. So yeah, I'm really grateful to be here. So thank you, both of you, for having me.
Yeah, and I'm going to go eat a Kit Kat bar. So there we go.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Hey, snap off a piece for me, will you?
Yeah.
You can hear Dana in One Last Treasure Hunt right now in the club.
I wish I knew more about that story. It sounds intriguing.
Well, let's hear a little more. 30 seconds more.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, Molly gets an unexpected present.
It's a special gift that your dad wanted you to have today for your 12th birthday.
How?
Well, he gave it to me a few weeks before he died.
Dad wants me to do a treasure hunt, like we used to do.
And the game takes Molly to places she's not sure she wants to go.
Oh no.
What is it, Molly?
I can't do this, Mom. I can't.
Join One Last Treasure Hunt this month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And that's not the only new story in the club. In the Elsewhere in Odyssey comics, there's a new storyline called Prom Perfect. This one follows Trent DeWitt and Mandy Strasberg at their high school prom.
I've been wondering what happened to those two.
Well, wonder no more. You can find out right now in the club. But that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
You can join the club to hear those episodes or read those comics at adventuresinodyssey.com. And don't forget the tickets for one grand party are on sale there too, and they're going fast.
If you need to talk to someone in person, you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular two-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched, immersive experience into the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.